MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 30, 2025. Gloucester beach parking rates are up by almost 30%. Beverly Schools are expanding their superintendent search. Sunny, breezy, upper 20s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:35 a.m. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, out-of-town beachgoers headed to Gloucester will have to shell out $45 a day to reserve a parking spot online at Wingersheek and Good Harbor beaches on weekends and holidays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. this summer. The City Council voted Tuesday night to hike out-of-town beach parking fees by $10 a day. The $45 fee at Wingersheek and Good Harbor represents an increase of 28.5% over the $35 beach parking fee out-of-towners paid last summer through the city's Blinkay beach parking app. The parking fee at Stageport Park during weekends and holidays for those living outside Gloucester is going from $25 to $35 per day on weekends and holidays, which represents a 40% price hike. The fee to park motorcycles is also going up by $10 a day, meaning it will cost cyclists $20 to park their bikes at Stageport Park, Wingersheek, and Good Harbor on weekends and holidays. The parking fees were also raised by $10 a day for vans with 8 or more seats, buses with 13 or more seats, and buses with 26 or more seats. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the Beverly School Committee will conduct an external search for the city's next superintendent. Superintendent Suzanne Charachek announced her retirement last week, saying she had planned to leave the district at the end of her current contract since negotiating it 3 years ago. Her last day is June 30, the end of the contract. She has served as superintendent since 2019 and has worked in the district as a special needs teacher, principal, and assistant superintendent for 29 years. School committee members voted on the external search during a special meeting Wednesday night. They also voted to enlist the Massachusetts Association of School Committees as a search consultant for $11,500. With an external search, employees of Beverly Public Schools may apply for a position, but must be given the same level of consideration as outside candidates, according to school committee chair Rachel Abel. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Jim Sullivan has a couple of stories he's reporting on in the Newburyport Daily News today. Following several weeks' worth of complaints, dogs will be banned from Newburyport City playgrounds starting February 1, according to Parks Manager Mike Hennessy. The city has 9 playgrounds, the Perkins Playground on Beacon Avenue, the Jason Sawyer Memorial Playground on Plum Island, at Cashman Park, Cushing Park, Mosley Woods, Woodman Park, and on Inn Street. Last year, the city opened universally acceptable playgrounds at the Bartlett Mall and Pioneer Park. As of Saturday, no on- or off-leash dog will be allowed in any city playground. Enforcement of the new rules will be left to the city's Animal Control Department. And Jim Sullivan also writes that pending successful contract negotiations, Newburyport Assistant City Clerk Kathleen Sullivan will succeed her current boss, Richard Jones, to become the next city clerk. During Tuesday's close-to-the-public special meeting, councilors unanimously voted to appoint Sullivan. Should Sullivan pass a background check and agree to a salary, she's expected to take over by the end of next month. In sports, in high school hockey last night, Gloucester topped Danvers 3-1, with Trey Marone picking up the win and goal. Marblehead edged Beverly in overtime 3-2. Hayden Gallo with the game-winning tally. Masconomet 5, Peabody-Saugus-Swampscott 4, with Brendan Sheehan getting the game-winner. Other scores, St. John's Prep 5, St. John's of Shrewsbury 4, Bishop Feehan 5, Bishop Fenwick 2. It was Essex Tech over Rockport 6-2. Cam Casey and Brian Delisio each had 2 goals for the Hawks. And Pope Francis squeezed by St. Mary's in overtime by a score of 2-1. Girls hockey scores, Masco 3, Marblehead 2, Medford over Beverly 2-1. Winthrop shut out Peabody 2-0, and St. Mary's shut out Bishop Fenwick 7-0. Peabody High School wrestlers won the Northeastern Conference dual meet, while Linfield wrestlers won a Cape Ann League title yesterday afternoon. And if you're looking for a sign of spring, this could help. The Endicott College baseball team has been ranked number 2 in the nation in Division 3 in 2025 American Baseball Coaches Association preseason poll. The Gulls competed last year in the College World Series. The Celtics beat the Bulls last night at the Garden, 122-110. Celtics are in New Orleans tomorrow night. Bruins were off last night, and they host Winnipeg this evening. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.